Lord, we give you glory. Lord, I pray, oh Lord, that we will hear this word, and this word will soak into our spirit. And at the end of the day, we'll come out refreshed and loving you much more. And this seed that we planted today in our life will be a seed that can never be taken away from us. In the name of our Lord Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Have a wonderful seat, and sit like a king and a queen that you are. Oh, it's mind blowing. Kai Yamanasu ple elekuti kinaka. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Today is going to be a very quick teaching, and I want you all to come to this great understanding that the Lord is about to do something wonderful in your lives. The Lord is about to touch our lives in ways that is beyond our own understanding. And you'll be happy that this Lord, this our God, this Jesus will touch you. The Bible says something important in the book of Ephesians 1 verse 3. And I want us to look at it. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Maximum attention is highly needed. If anyone is there, you can read for me. Okay, it's here. Ephesians 1 verse 3. It said, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings. He said, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms. Because the reason why these blessings has rested upon us as Christians is because we are united with Christ. Now I read from Amplified. It said, blessed and worthy of praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms in Christ. Now it's because we are united in Christ, have expression in our life. You see, one thing is to receive a prophecy. One thing is to read the book of prophecy. The book of prophecy is the word of God. Because the testimony of Jesus is the testimony of prophecy. So whenever you're reading the word of God, you are actually reading the book of prophecy. And there's one thing that we must come to understand, that whatever God has said will take place, will happen, will happen. If God said, I have loved you, he has loved you. No matter how much you try to fall out of that love, in as much as it is possible to fall out of that love, not because he does not love you, but there are certain things you might do that might take you away from that list. But no matter how much you try to say, Father, I don't want you to love me, he will still love you. Because today I want to teach you the role of the mind. You see, failure does not stand because you don't work hard. Failure actually starts from your mind. You see, I've told you before that the mind is a realm on its own, and the mind is a gateway. And the devil cannot operate except the devil have access to your mind. You see, before we were unbelievers, before Jesus Christ came to the earth realm to die for us, in the realm of the spirits, the devil had access to our mind. That even when we don't want to do what the devil, even when we don't want to do what the devil wants us to do, we still find ourselves doing that same thing that we don't want to do. But when Jesus Christ came, he ended that bridge. He gave us power of self-will. Which means that, you see, one thing you must know is that, you see, the mind cannot be found in your body. Does that make sense? You see, the mind is nowhere in the body. The brain can be found in the body. Is that correct, sister? The brain can be found in the body. Your hands can be found attached to your body. You can, do you know where your nose is? Yes. Now, the mind is nowhere in the body. The mind is a spirit atmosphere on itself. Oh, Jesus. You see, the mind does not exist in you, but is in you. Because the mind exists in the soul realm. And the realm of soul is not a realm that you can see. It's not a realm that doctors could see. But it's a realm that we operate in. This is weird. So, the soul is made up of what? The mind. What? The will. The emotion. But today I'm talking about the part of the soul that is called the mind. Now, you can't see the mind. Not because the mind does not exist, but the mind exists in the realm of the spirit. That is the reason why whenever you are thinking, you start thinking of yourself driving a car. You in the physical realm, you might actually be in a bush or in a couch. But in the realm of the mind, you are driving a car. You see, when we are at home, when they told us that we are going to go to a boarding school, most of us, we are sad. Why? Because we are going to miss our mother, father, and everything, and the comfort of our house. But the moment we went into the boarding school, 2-3 weeks, we're not in the year. We began to adapt. What is happening is that it's your mind that is accepting the environment where it is. It is not you that is adapting. It's the mind that first adapts. How those prisoners, let's say you are arrested and you are placed in the prison. The first 2-3 days you'll be slim, very slim. But after a while, you start getting fat. In fact, you start cracking jokes. In fact, you start seeing, you'll be like, just 10 more years left. What is there? Have you ever noticed that when you are in school, you could miss milk, Milo, sugar, water, gari, that's cassava flakes, quili quili, and you eat them and you feel very, in fact, it's what we call diet in the boarding school. But when you come out to the real world and you miss that same thing, you don't really feel it. But when they throw you back into that cage in the boarding school, that becomes the best diet and you like it. In fact, when we were in the boarding school, we could eat what they call it, we could eat, you know, eba. You make eba with hot water. We don't make it with hot water because we don't have access to hot water. So we use cold water to make eba. Then you now take sardine. You know sardine, not that one they call geisha. That's what we use as stew. And while in the school, that was the best food. To the extent when our parents bring the real meal, we don't like it. What happened? Your mind has been accustomed to that setting. That is the reason why a madman can enter into the bush and eat a rotten egg. In egg, naturally, is not something that is friendly to drink. Talk more of when it is rotten. Now, if you try that, you might spend 2 weeks in the hospital. But a madman will try that and gain energy. It's the mindset. You see, if you can reprogram your mind, your environment will work along with you. Does that make sense? Because why, you see, a Christian knows that he is united in Christ. But if you are actually united in Christ, it then means that the blood of Jesus and the nature of Jesus and the power of Jesus runs through your vein. I mean, it's inside of you. The reason why you can't access it is not because it is not there. It is because you have not trained your mind on how to access it. I was teaching some of us here during the Saturday lecture. I was telling them that there was a time I started learning something. To sit down, I was starting thinking about a particular person. If I think about you for like 5 to 6 minutes, you start calling me on the phone. Now, because it is the realm of the spirit, there is no distance. The moment I start thinking of someone, my thoughts. Okay, have you ever wondered why you are having a conversation with someone, all of a sudden you could say the same thing, very similar. At the same time, you said the same word. It's because you have reached a certain level of the highest point of, oh Jesus. See, it's not that there are no many vocabularies. It's because your interaction has been so intertwined that the two of you enter into the same atmospheric, oh Jesus. I'm trying to make it easy so that it doesn't look like I'm just speaking big grammar here. It's a realm. That thought is a realm where you and I begin to synchronize in thought, and we begin to understand. You see, if I'm teaching you now, what I'm doing is that I'm bringing you to the realm of my own mindset. If you enter into the realm of my mindset, you begin to understand things the way I understand. So the mind is a spiritual atmosphere. And wherever you are walking, you know, as you have an halo, you know what they call halo? That thing that is believed to be around angels or saints, halo. Now, a halo is like a mind, not the halo. The mindset is like an halo. It's around everyone. When the devil looks at you, he sees the mind and sees what the mind feeds itself. Then the devil knows the exact thing to come to tempt the mind with. So everything is done in the spirit realm. So the mind is a realm on its own. Does that make sense? If you think, if you see, meet someone that is rich and tell him, how did you become rich? He will tell you that I told myself that they will start with my father was poor, my mother had nothing. I decided is not by the flesh. That I decided is by the mind. It's the thought pattern. I decided to be the first that will break that poverty yoke in my family. It's a mindset. Meet a poor person. Why are you poor? My great-grandfather was poor. My father was poor. In our generation, in our lineage, we are poor. The mindset has accepted defeat even before it could breathe. Do you understand something? I want to touch on the mind, because the mind is a powerful tool. I was in my house today and the Lord began to teach me. He said, mind. He said, look at mind this way. And I began to see mind in a whole different perspective. Now, you have the right to make changes to your mind. That is the willpower. You see, in the mind, you have the thoughts. From the thoughts, you have desire. If you control your mind, Jesus. Okay, let me make it easy for you. The three basic functions of the mind are this. The three basic functions of the mind are three. There are three of them, three basic functions. One, thinking. Two, feeling. Three, wanting. Now, in thinking, you talk about thoughts. Now, in feeling, you talk about emotions. Now, in wanting, you talk about desire. If you can control your thoughts, if you can control your thoughts, you begin to control your feeling. Your thoughts controls your feeling. Then your feeling controls your desire. Does that make sense? Sometimes we don't try to control our thoughts. We start trying to control our desire. I won't masturbate again. See, it's not by saying it. You see, yourself knew you don't want to. But there's something that triggers the thing that makes you to want to. You see, that thing is in the realm of thoughts. When you began to change your thought that I can't masturbate, it's not in my nature to masturbate, it's not in my nature to fornicate, it's not in my nature to be a failure. When you began to say it, you begin to believe it. When you begin to believe it, your feelings began to change. And when your feelings began to change, your desire began to change. Hello? Don't worry, we'll break it down. You know, why I use things like fornication, master, is something that we have all once in a while found ourselves into it and the Lord delivered us from. So it's easier to work with it. Now, I told you the mind cannot be seen. It operates in the supernatural realm. The mind is a realm. And the mind is a realm that is constantly on warfare. It's so funny that the mind is always on spiritual battle. Our mind is always on spiritual battle. Everything you do, you see, the devil cannot have access to you until he gets your mind. God cannot have access to you until he gets your mind. Whichever being, whichever power that controls your mind controls your entire existence. But God is saying that you have the power to change your mind. Now, let's go to the book of Romans 12, verse 1. Now, we're talking about the thought pattern here now. We say that the mind is made up of three things: the thoughts, the feeling, the want, which the thoughts, the emotion, and the desire. Now, he said, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies. To give your bodies. Now, in the real sense, to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice. How does one give his body as a sacrifice and still be alive? You see, it can only be possible in the realm of thoughts, in the realm of the mind, in the realms of the physical. You can't try it. Come now, let me stab you small. Do you know what it means to be sacrificed? Do you know how they sacrifice? They'll bring out a lamb, slaughter it, open it, then bring out all the intestine. So if I do that and you die, if you go to heaven, God will say you're actually a fool. Welcome, good and faithful servant, but you're foolish. Now, when the Bible said, and so dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. Now, how is your body given to God? It is not through by coming to church. What is given to God is when the mind is given to God, then God can host the body. You see, if the mind is not given to God, God cannot host in the body. How do you know you're a believer? Because you go to church? No. Because you have given yourself to Christ. There is a knowing that is deep down you that tells you that you are a Christian. And no matter how someone tells you are not a Christian, it will take 1,000 you are not a Christian, you are not a Christian, for you to actually believe you are not a Christian. Does it make sense? Because it has ended. Okay, sorry madam, your name is Mesoma. You are not a Mesoma. You are not a Mesoma. I refuse you to be a Mesoma. What is your name? Do you know the reason why that name Mesoma has become her identity? It has been registered in the soulish realm. That is the realm of the mind. See, except the mother comes, except the originator of that name comes and said that your name is not actually Mesoma. Your name was Chimso. But because of some reasons of government, we are running from government, we don't want identity, they will not give you Mesoma. Your real name is Chisom. Now, she will first of all have a time to believe it. But after a while, she will start believing Chisom. Why? Because the originator of the name is changing the name. So, if God has said that you are blessed, except that same God comes back and says you are cursed, you are not cursed. Oh, you don't understand. Jesus. You see, if the Lord has said that there is a lifting up, what will you say? Oh, Jesus. If the Lord has said that I've made you wealthy. See, even the devil cannot change the mindset. Because it's not in the nature. I tried to change her. She rejected it. But if the mother comes, the person that understood the origination of that name comes, he can change it. It might take time, but you accept. That is the reason why Abraham was changed to Abraham and he accepted. If it was a man that came and said, your name is no longer Abraham, but Abraham, he will reject it. But when the originator of the name comes, he can change from Jacob to Israel. You understand? You must carry the mindset that you are made in the image and likeness of God. You must believe the mindset. Even when you can't walk, that mindset does not change. Except God come and say that you are not made in my image. And God that I know has raised his words above himself. I don't really know if someone is following this teaching. Jesus. Because of how much God has loved man, in the realm of mind, he gave man what is called imagination. In the realm of thoughts, God gave man what is called imagination. In the realm of, you know, when I talk about mind, I break it down into three basic functions, which is thought, feeling, and desire. So we are talking about the number one, the thoughts in the realm of mind. Now, in that thought realm, God has given man what they call imagination. Now, God is saying that, man, you are like me. If you can think it, I can bring it. That is the realm. How was it possible for a man to build an ark? Do you know in that ark, it was not only lion that entered. There are some animals that your eyes could not see that entered. Oh no, you don't understand. He said there are some birds of the air that you can't see. How did they enter? There are some things that you need the microscopic apparatus or systematic functionality of whatever to be able to zoom physics, to be able to zoom into the lens of the innuendos. Only then can you be able to see such creatures. But those creatures were in the ark. And it took almost 100 years for an ark to be built. It takes a man that understood that who was speaking was the creator. If not me, if I build 20 years, I will give up. I don't tire. Do you know that every single day people will come and say, you are still building this ark, you are useless. And the man was cutting trees. The Bible didn't say that some people helped him. No, he built it alone. The only thing they were giving him was few food. They'll come, daddy, that all food. And he made sure that the length was equal according to the length God was giving to him. It takes a man that understood the ability that God will sustain me till I'm done with this act. God has given you a prophecy. But when there is a gunshot, you are afraid. If you die, that prophecy cannot be fulfilled. So why do you doubt that God can sustain your life? You see, there are people that have seen where they are going. The thing is that sometimes we see where we are going, but sometimes we think it's not where we are. You woke up one day, God showed you where you are healing more than 1,000 people. You see, that realm is the realm of mind. It is very real. All you need to do is carry that mindset of that realm. Transfer it from that realm of the soulish realm to the realm of the physical realm. Begin to bring it in. I accept. I accept. The moment you begin to say, I accept, that load of how to bring it to your reality is being activated. And I download something from the mind realm to the physical realm. When a woman is cooking, oh Jesus, let's go to the kitchen now. When a woman is cooking, let's assume she wants to make stew. The first thing she will think of will be either fresh tomato or thin tomato. Now, if it is fresh tomato, there is a long process. If it is thin tomato, there is a short process. Thin tomato, you don't need to boil the tomato and wait for the waters to dry. You just bring the thin tomato, you put it and put your oil. Then you start the year, the thing, you understand? Does that make sense? Now, you see a woman when she's in the kitchen, maybe when she leaves the kitchen, she knows how many minutes the food ought to be there. Because if it moves 3 to 4 minutes late, something will happen. When you put the maggi will not be able to absorb into the, you know. So she needs to know. That is because it has been downloaded into the system. If you wake her up at midnight to make rice and stew, she will make it perfectly. Because she's not guessing. You must download the nature of Christ inside of you. That when you are, even when the devil cries at your house, you will stand up and know where you are. I will teach you how to do these things. I noticed something from my life that whenever there is a gunshot, my body don't shake. It naturally died. How it happened, I don't know. Glory to God. If you see a policeman that if there is a gunshot, the first thing he is thought in his mind is to take defense. Then began to scout. You and I are not taught to take defense. You and I, we are taught when you hear, you start running. That is the reason why some people are running like this. You don't know where it's happening, you follow them and start running. Then when some people are running like this, you now turn back and you start running. then it will take maybe 30 minutes for you to stand and say, where are we going? That thing that is happening to you is that when they came, you entered into their realm. And their realm begins to inflect your own realm. Someone is getting what I'm saying. Jesus. There is a realm in the spirit. And the Lord gave you imagination. How did Facebook come into existence? A man sat while on his chair, entered into the realm of thoughts. How can I unite the world? You see, before you assess the realm, you must enter. Before you assess the realm of thoughts, you must understand the realm of imagination. Because if you don't know the realm of imagination, even your thoughts will not yield. And a man sat down and thought, how can I unite the world? I said, okay, we'll create a platform that will allow anyone to just send a message. And then the thought came. Then a sketch came out. Then he called the friends. I want to create this to interact with this. Then people began to enter into his realm of thoughts. Okay, how will people now share picture? Oh, that's true. We'll make this happen. Okay, now people can share picture. What about how do you connect to people in Nigeria? Oh, we will allow access to Nigeria. Okay, you are saying, okay, what about if I want to share audio? And people begin to enter into his realm of thought and begin to expand his thoughts. Now, Facebook has existed in the realm of the spirit even before Mark Zuckerberg was created. All he did was enter and assess that thought and bring it in. The same way the person that invented Uber went into that realm through imagination. Probably one day he was stranded and he thought of a solution and picked it from the spirit. So your imagination is not just given to you to fantasize. You don't just sit down and imagine when you are preaching to 10 million people. When you are walking and they are calling you that is G.O. And everybody is telling this man of God is very anointed. You see, when you begin to visualize it, understand that that thing you are visualizing is more real than what you are actually seeing. I remember when mommy used to come back home. Mommy used to have one mic that she uses at home. She used that mic and began to minister. She'll be ministering every single day. She'll see her singing, ministering. When you give her to handle the mic, she's not afraid of handling the mic. She has rehearsed in the spirit realm, in the mind realm. In fact, she has seen more crowd than I could even imagine. Because in that realm, there are doctors. In that realm, there are engineers. In that realm, there are lawyers. In that realm, there are elders. In that realm, there are billionaires that are sitting with us here. In that realm, there are people that can afford any kind of car. In that realm, we are solution thinkers. Solution thinkers. It's a realm. It exists. But you need the keys of imagination. I sat down while praying and the Lord took me into a short trance. The Lord threw me from heaven. I saw myself falling down and I fell into keys. And the Lord said, I've given you all the keys. Assess them. I can't remember what I was asking God for. But I saw myself fall and I saw keys. And he said, I've given you all the keys. Assess them. You see, whatever you want has been given. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians that we are united. We have been given all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. All you need to do is imagine one, pick it, and bring it out. You want to get married? Have you seen the wedding? You see, sometimes people wait to get all the whole money to build a house. But a wise man start building. You see, when you wait to have the whole money to start building, you are operating outside of faith. Because faith can only exist in a mind realm. You see, this mind realm is a world on its own. Are you following me? This mind realm is a world on its own. You want to build a house. The thing you are thinking of is, let me wait. The more you are waiting, cement is adding money. Blocks is adding money. At the end of the day, you budgeted 10 million for your house. When you are about to start, you hear that it's 20 million naira now. Then you start budgeting. At the end of the day, you will never build a house. But the moment you start, you have visualized the house, you have drawn the plan. You don't have the money, but you are prophesying it. You see, the realm of imagination is the realm of prophecy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, you know, let's go back to the drawing board. Kaina Marako Shika. Can we go to Deuteronomy 30 verse 19? Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. Kaida Badakina Marko Kobina Kasita. Bleto so plate ble elekuti nana sufla. We are there. Deuteronomy 30 verse 9 said, today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Let me tell you, whoever God has blessed, no man can curse. No man. If there is a curse operating in your life, it's because you don't know that there was a blessing. In the realm of thoughts, we are not moved by what we see. We are moved by what we thought. Let me use the word like that. How can Jesus see a man that is dead and say the man is sleeping? What Jesus was doing was bringing the realm of imagination, the realm of his thoughts, into the realms of the physical. And because he believed it, he was able to, because you see, the realm of the mind is the realm of the spirit. I told you about. He was able to call back Lazarus from the realm of the spirit because he also operates in the realm of that spirit. Whew. Jesus help me. I will teach you how to bring this to your reality. Mommy did something yesterday. If you are following Mommy's post on time on her WhatsApp, Mommy was eating one chocolate biscuit. And she now posted a video that, it's mainly only one, or if someone can just get this thing for me or something like that. I didn't know. So my uncle came yesterday evening, just came to visit us, and brought three of that pack. And my uncle is not checking her WhatsApp timeline. He didn't even know. Brought exactly three. Say three. Three. The mommy now showed me, said, look at what I just said. I just posted this on my timeline. I was saying that, oh God, please touch someone to bring this. And see, she entered into the realm of mind, then called it forth. My uncle said he went to where again? He went to Roban. He couldn't see it, he couldn't find it. He started going to other supermarket to look for a particular biscuit. It's a realm that she entered and called it forth, and somebody from where he is became restless. It's a realm. You can call things forth. Your mind can accept it. You call it forth, it will come. Your mind is a powerful tool. There are some dreams you will have. You don't need to start re-pa-pa-pa. If you enter the realm of mind, you begin to break it down. You had a dream where you had sex with a woman. Now, in the natural realm, they tell you that whenever such happens, delay happens. When you enter into the realm of your mind, number one, I am united in Christ. I can't have sex in the dream. If I have sex, then I mean Christ had sex. Number one, has passed. Number two, the Bible said that in the realm of that spirit, that we will not marry, we will be like the angels. So in the realm of that spirit, I don't have a sex organ. So who had the sex? Cancelled. Number three, the Bible said that whatever I accept on earth is accepted in heaven. Whatever I reject, I've rejected this thing. The fourth realm is that I am united in Christ Jesus. If the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, whatever that is deposited has been cleansed. Not will be cleansed, has been cleansed. Then you come out of the realm and you accept it. Chicken up. No prayer, no fasting. The reason why you wake up and you start is because you don't know the realm. I think that was, I don't know if mommy heard me, there was a time I had a dream where I think I was eating food in the gym. I'll be having sex. I woke up, I said, send more. I don't know if mommy heard me. I said, send more. Since that day, they have stopped sending. Very painful. I woke up, I said, two or three, like four or five, send. And they said, no, they're not supplying again. The delivery meal had issue. Try it one day, eat food in the dream, wake up and say, oh Lord, feed me more. That food, you never see it again. But the day you don't need it, they will just come and serve you. When you wake up, tell them to bring food. It's a realm. What am I saying? It's a realm. If you don't know how to operate in that realm, don't do what I'm telling you to do. You must understand how to operate in that realm. And the Bible said, today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now, hey Jesus, this is God the Father speaking. No, no, you don't understand. This is the Father of all spirits speaking. You know, it's sweeter when you say the Father of all spirits. See, stop calling him a Father. Call him the Father of all spirits so that the devil could hear him. You know, when you say the Father, the devil can also be a father to some people. But when you say, I'm talking to my Father, the Father of all spirits. So the devil does. In the name of our Lord Jesus, the Father, I come to you in the name of our son, your son Jesus Christ. You know, when you don't enter closed door. You understand? Because when you say, Father, I come to you, Lord, the door is open. You don't understand. The door, you left the door open so anybody can come in. But when you say, Father, I come to you in the name of your son, Lord Jesus, you have entered into Jesus, the door is closed. So that journey, you are going alone. So the devil can only stay outside the house and be waiting till you come out. Because it's a realm in the spirit. Oh, I teach you how these things are done. He said, today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. That is the will God has given to us. I'm about to teach you how to reprogram it. If I teach you this, Daddy Chris Oyakhilome says something important. Father Chris Oyakhilome says something. He said, I can sit on my chair and assess the world. It took me 3 years to understand it. In one of his videos, he said, I can sit on this chair. There was a chair. He said, I can sit on this chair and I will assess the world. He can sit. And I remember that my Father is seated in heaven, assessing the world. You see, you don't need to fly. You need to connect to the Holy Ghost because naturally it flies. You don't need to learn to fly. The Holy Ghost flies. You just need to connect. If you want to go to Dubai, you have to board an aircraft that is going to Dubai. You don't need to fly to Dubai. You enter into what is already going to Dubai. Then you arrive to Dubai. So if you want to connect and see what is happening around your life, you connect to the Father of all spirits. Because only Him searcheth all spirits. When you connect, you begin to see. But only all these just enter. Only all you think we are suffering ourselves too much. Holy Ghost teleportation. Brother Kennedy was sharing a testimony of how they were looking for one boat, one screw. What is the name of that screw? Star screwdriver. They were looking for it everywhere. And they were pushing one bike like that. Looking for it. It was getting late. They went to mechanics. And mechanics were saying they don't have it. It's something like if you don't, it's just like coming to the church and you don't have microphone. Then, or you don't have Bible. Then you're not asking, why do you open the church when there's no Bible? They don't have. Then something came to his mind, an understanding came from the realm of the mind into the realm of the physical. And he went and held the bike and did it, and it started working. And he said, he told his father-in-law, I ain't a mode ago. that realm wanted to frustrate him. What happened was that he actually picked the what they call that thing? Screwdriver. He actually picked it from the realm of the spirit and brought it to the physical realm. You see, the angels that work with you, some of them are jobless because you have not assigned them. We need to know how to call them forth. When was the last time you woke up and said, Father, today I must be blessed? The Bible said that, give us this day our daily. It didn't say our weekly bread. It then means that every single day there is a daily bread that is meant for you. But you don't know, so you can't bring it. You don't know, you can't bring it. Praise the Master Jesus. And he said, now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you will choose life so that you and your descendant may live, might live. Oh, I pray you choose life. Now I'm going to teach you how to choose that realm that works. I'm going to teach you how to choose that realm that works. God has given everything to you. You are the one to choose his realm. To choose the realm of God is that you must believe whatever the word of God has said about you. See, the thing is that you read Psalms and say, the Lord said to David, if the Lord said to me, he said that the blessings of the Gentiles are yours. He said the blessings of Abraham are yours. The thing is that you say, and the Lord blessed Abraham. It is the Lord blessed me. You don't know how to pick it from the scriptures. There are some scriptures you read in the Bible that you don't use. Let's go to Psalm 35. Let's see Psalm 35. Let me teach you how to bring yourself to this realm. Oh, Lord, oppose those who oppose me. Fight those who fight against me. Put on your armor and take up your shield. Prepare for battle and come to my aid. Next verse. Lift up your spear and your javelin against those who pursue me. Let me hear you say, I will give you victory. Are you seeing how David is praying? He's praying and telling God what he wants God to say. Have you ever been praying and you heard something in your heart? I will bless you. Who was speaking to you? You can't bless yourself. It's a voice. But the voice does not come like, my son. Bah. My son. You know, that is how people believe that is the voice of God. If it doesn't echo, it's not the voice of God. They'll say the voice is like a Russian weapon. No, that voice is only when you encounter him one-on-one. In the realm of that spirit, there is a filter that allows you to interpret it. If God appears to me and speak and it in thunders, I will run. Elijah went to hear the voice of God. He waited. One came. And that one came. But that one will come. Now that one you talk, now he be God. Now that one you talk, God has spoken. Don't you hear the thunder? Until the small still voice came. And the voice of God was in it. You see, God does not like to use a big man to win a war. He uses a small man to win a war. Because if God uses a big man to win a war, the man will glory in his strength. Samson was not muscular. Samson was slim. You have not encountered. Oh, you don't know. The man that could lift gate was not muscular. You see, you watch a movie where they show you six pack. Where were they, Jimmy? You saw six pack in that time, now pot belly. Paul, you heard, Paul is not tall, Paul is short. He was called Paul because Paul means short. Jesus was, I don't think Jesus was up to 6.1. I think there's people that encounter him saying he's about 5.11 or 5.10. You see, the mindset of the movies you watch has influenced your understanding of him. That you judge his voice, that when his voice comes, it will thunder. When you are praying, someone said, I love you. That is God. He said, I will bless you. That is God. He said, I will sustain you with long life. That is God. If God does not speak to you in that way, come to the Bible and pick it for yourself. It is rare. Pick it. Now, go to the next verse, please. He said, bring shame and disgrace on those trying to kill me. Turn them back and humiliate those who want to harm me. There's a place you activate an angel. Next verse. Blow them away like chaff in the wind. A wind sent by the angel of the Lord. This is not God speaking. This is David praying. He's praying, and in the prayer, he's telling God what to do. He said, there's a place in the Bible, he said, bring your case. Bring your own case. Bring your evidence to me. Bring it. It's a court. It's a judge. Bring your case. Let's wait and see who is to be fair for you. Next verse, please. He said, make their path dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. So their path is dark and slippery, and an angel of the Lord that is not affected by the slipperiness is chasing them. How can they win the war? This is David programming a battlefield. He's saying that in this realm, let the ground be slippery, but let the angel of the Lord chase them. And if they are running, let them fall. Next verse. He said, now this is where he's telling God, and he's bringing his case before God. He said, I did them no wrong, but they laid a trap for me. I did them no wrong, but they dug a pit to catch me. Now, next verse. So let sudden ruin come upon them. Let them be caught in their trap they set for me. Let them be destroyed in the pit they have dug for me. Are we learning something here? A man is praying. He's building the atmosphere of his prayer. Give me Psalm 27. I'm about to teach you the rest. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Lord is my light. Now, this is how to enter this realm. The number one thing is that in this realm, you must speak what God has said. Then number two is that you must believe what God has said. The third thing is that you must know that God has said it to you. Not David, not anybody in the Bible, to you. It's you. It's you. How come you came and you said, Mark 16:17, and this sign shall follow them. In my name they will cast out demon. Was it you they were telling? But in order for you to operate in that realm, you accepted that it was you, and you began to operate it. Whatever you don't accept is you, cannot find its expression in you. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Why should I be afraid? The first thing that will happen at any time fear comes in, this psalm comes to your mind. Why am I afraid? You see, one of the reasons why most people fail in life is that they are afraid of death. Every man must die. The funny thing about the death is that when you die, you won't miss anybody on earth. It's only your loved one that will be missing you. Oh, let me explain to you. How many of you have, I know all of us have visited hotel before. The very first day, can you remember the very first day you entered the hotel room? Some of you have entered to the extent that you can't even remember again. Traveling from here to here, so you are used to entering hotels. Now, if you remember the first day you entered the hotel, when they opened the door, you didn't want to smile when they the what they call those people, those servants, those I don't know what they call those hotel people. Is it ushers or what they call them? There is or no, those people, those workers. This is the word workers. The moment you opened the door, you didn't want to smile when the workers were there, but when they left, you started smiling because even your house was not like that. To be honest. Then you did not on the AC, and that smile came out. Because probably you've not been under the AC before. I'm helping Jesus. I'm helping us here. Then you now saw TV. Then you now saw. No. I don't mean that you don't have TV. Understand, Jesus. You need to repent in Jesus' name. Then you now saw TV. And you on it. They are playing what you don't want. Then you now call reception. You say, change it. And from there, they changed it. You start smiling. It's a rem. Did you miss your father? Did you miss your mother then? Even if they call you, hello, ma. Boy, I'm busy. You are not busy. You're not busy. Then you enter into the bathroom. You see that they are sliding bathtub. You now open it. Then you didn't know where to on. And you don't know how to call and tell them how do you on, because it will look, they will know you don't know. Then you start pressing on the button. Turn, wine. That is how Jesus. That is how it is when you access, you enter heaven. See, that thing you call 10 minutes of surveying around heaven is like 10 years on earth. You don't even know you have father or mother. You're also, hey, Nkechi, so you finally came. Hey, Chidima, you came now. Wow, bah, let's go. Did you remember? You won't see. When they die in Christ, leave them, let them just go. You are crying, is wasting time. I know normally you feel bad, but you are wasting time. If you are caring, don't tell them, they are praying for you to come, sir. I mean, they are praying for you to die. Praise the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says something important. So the Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? If you carry this mindset that the Lord is what? Your light and your salvation. That salvation means deliverer. My brother, whatever anyone say, this verse has killed everything about fear. You see, the thing is that we think too much negativity. You sit down and start thinking, as I am here, what if moto come and hit me? My brother, moto will come and hit you. We have people that think negative things at all times. What you are doing when you are thinking negativity, you are conjuring it. Let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. Let's see what the Bible says about that. About working on your imaginations. Kaya manakusha plate ple de suple elekuka. Rinana makakusha plate ple elekushi frata. Leti ti plato suple elekuti prada supla. La nana manakuka beda brado supla elekusha. He said, we destroy every proud obstacles that keeps people from knowing God. We capture the rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. Ooh. I love this. Listen to what he said. He said, we destroy every proud. Fear is a proud obstacle. Fear is a proud obstacle. So whenever fear comes, the Bible is saying in the book of 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5 that there is something to do to that fear. Because fear is the thought. It's the spirit being and it's the thought. When it comes in, it's like virus. It will affect the entire body. When you know, the white men always find a way to make it easier for us to be afraid. They say, don't worry, you're just having a phobia for it. My brother, king the phobia. There's no place the Bible said, and Peter had phobia. So why is it in you? If it cannot be found in Christ, it shouldn't be found in you. If it cannot be found in Christ, it shouldn't. Tell yourself that whatever that is not found in Christ will never be found in you. So whatever you found that is in you that is not in Christ, you begin to work on deleting it. And he said that we destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. When fear comes in, Fear want to prevent. You know what? Let's go to Philippians 4 verse 8. I think, yeah, Philippians 4 verse 8. We'll still come back to this particular scripture. Philippians 4 verse 8.
Bringing everything in obedience to Christ.
Philippians 4 8. Now, he said, now, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. He said, fix your thoughts on what is true. Are you hearing it? Because you understand that the realm of thoughts is powerful. He said, dear brothers and sisters, final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. You see, if you start thinking love, the love of God, your body starts radiating the love of God. If you start thinking success, your body cannot help but draw successful people around you. If you start thinking peace, even when they tell you there is fire burning, you are not rattled. Because you have conditioned your mind into thinking peace. Does that make sense? You have conditioned your mind into thinking peace. The Bible says that fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure. How do you think of it? The man of God, for example, let me start from a prophecy. The man of God came and gave you a prophecy and said that, I see the Lord opening the door for you. And I see you walking into this door. And I see this door bringing forth a glory, a realm of glory. When you go back home, you don't just say, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. That is wonderful. When you go back home, you start thinking about it. What is this realm of glory? You check glory, the meaning of glory. As you are thinking about it, you are accepting the prophecy. Then, when you start accepting the prophecy, in your night visions, the Lord will begin to align every vision in order for you to achieve that prophecy. How many of you have had dreams where people like Daddy Omobai came and lay hand on you, and you woke up, nothing is working, and you're wondering what is the issue of the land? You now even start thinking that maybe it's the enemy that came through his face and lay hand. Then you start rebuking it. And if you reject it, it will go. So a man of God came and laid hand on you and said that you will prosper. So how do you wake up and say, man of God, nothing is working in my life? You are accepting it that nothing will work. You are not, see, the essence of the word of God is to give you a place to lean. Then when you lean, you carry it. I don't have to explain this to you. Okay, I need Brother Mike, Brother Kennedy, my sister. Let me borrow you too. Now I'm gonna walk. These people are gonna be my angels, only for demonstration, not my spiritual angel. Now let's make it this way. Please, can you all come to the back? Now I'm gonna name each of these angels. I'm gonna name each of them. Please, you help me to remember the angel that you are. You are. So a man of God came and said that whatever I thought would be blessed. This angel, this is the prophecy that was given to me. A spirit, you know, prophecy are spirits. The word of God is spirit and is alive. So prophecies are spirits. So he said that whatever I touch, I will get it. A man of God prophesied it. Then in a dream, I saw myself healing the sick. So she's angel of sick. Then I saw God speaking to me and said, I've given you wisdom. Now that is wisdom. Then I saw in the vision where God was giving me staff. Right? So she is staff. Now these are my thoughts. These are prophecies given to me. Now these people will be idle because I'm not using them. they'll just be idle. So when I come upon a place where I'm in between two deep seas, I applied for a job, and two jobs, one of them came out, one would allow me to serve God, one will pay me more, but I can't serve God. These are two things. You see, you start calling people on the phone to seek for help. Whereas you have, what is this one? Wisdom. You have the prophecy, the gift of wisdom was given. But you don't know how to call him forth. You don't even realize that there was a prophecy about it. So you begin to search for, sister, can you help me? I don't know. Now this job is paying 1 million. This one is paying 500,000. I don't know what I'm going to do. You are seeking. They can only give you their human understanding. But if you come and you sit down, I have a man of God appeared and laid hand and said that God has given me wisdom. Lord, I activate this wisdom. The moment you say, I activate this wisdom, it will start coming little by little. Then I begin to ponder, Lord, help me. It will start coming. A time will come, that thing that made you, you'll be like, I know what to do. Why didn't I think of this? Is this dimension you activated? That is why you are thinking, you'll be like, I'll do this thing since. Is this dimension you remember? It has always been there. You never called it forth. The Bible said that you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. So you have called it forth. When you exercise it, he doesn't remain actively in you. He goes back. You always call them forth. What is your gift? Whatever I lay hand, I will get. You open the shop. Now the man of God said that whatever I lay hand will prosper. That is what God said. The Bible said, I will bless the works of your hand. You know you are faithful. You are not living a sinful life. You know. So you open the shop. A week later, you didn't sell. 2 days later, you didn't sell. Man of God, what is happening? Man of God said, the Lord has opened the door. The Lord has opened the door and the door is not open. Then when you sit, you can go to your book of what you have received. A day came, a man of God said that whatever I lay my hand will prosper. You don't need your faith anymore. You hold the word of the man of God and engage his faith. No. See, you don't know. The man of God said, whatever you lay your hand will prosper. See, you lay your own, he said it. And if that thing does not come to fulfillment, it is God that is to be blamed. You come into your place. The Lord said that whatever I lay my hand will prosper. The Lord said whatever I lay my hand will prosper. My shop is blessed. The moment you said that, this dimension of whatever I lay my hand will prosper, have the ability to call the four winds. You see, people will never come to your shop except you understand the mystery of the four winds. He told Ezekiel, speak to the four winds, east, west, north, and south. Command them to come so that life will come. So for anything to have life, the four winds is involved. Because the business is dead. But the Bible says that it's the way to bring life. And it is not by keeping quiet. It's the son of man. Say. So that is what we call we call it the prophetic message. You have to say. So the moment you speak, my business is blessed. My business is blessed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My business is blessed. The moment you begin to really believe it, this one comes. Then he began to change the atmosphere of your business. Then all of a sudden, one person comes. Don't see one person. See me. You see, his own is to bring what you have said. Your own is to have, you see, he said, as far as your eyes could see, you limited it to, every day I sell 10 people come and buy, I make 10,000 every day, it's fine, no, as far as your eyes could see, so you must learn to see beyond the one person that have come. Does that make sense? I heard about a family that they were starving of food. The daughter provoked a dimension in the spirit that every day someone will knock on the door and bring food. And the father was wondering, where are you getting this food from? He said, our neighbor. Actually, there was no neighbor. That was an angel of the Lord. Because the child, the daughter prophesied, he said, Daddy, the Lord said that will give us our daily bread. And every day we'll eat food. American is American stories. I think Kenny Hagin has shared it. So they keep bringing food. I've had a testimony whereby the family wakes up in the morning, they cover their plates, and then when they open their food, they'll eat. And they'll cover it again and go. The next morning they come, there's another food. They eat morning, afternoon, and night, eating angelic food. Who was cooking it? It's a rem that the others do. After all, Elijah was sleeping and an angel woke him and said, eat, for where you are going. Who prepared the food? And a food made by angels. An angel can come to a man's family and say, prepare a food. And the man will prepare it. An angel will pick it and teleport himself to a place. If you read Good News Bible, you'll find that when Daniel was in captivity, an angel of the Lord brought food. I think it's Good News, but there's a Bible I read where it was explained. But you know, in our normal Bible, some parts were not there. So the angel will bring food. Does that make sense? Sorry. What is your dimension? Healing the sick. Now, God has said that you can heal the sick. Now, whenever you hear someone that is sick, don't rush to find who will heal them. God has said, bring yourself to the ability that you can heal the sick. You see, healing the sick, sometimes we make healing the sick look so hard. You are healed. I say you are healed. You are healed. Receive it. If a person is sick, you want him to fall. He's already sick. You want him to fall. Heal now. Take. What are you sick from? Malaria. In the name of Jesus. You are not doing it by your strength. He said you can heal the sick. You are not the one that said. He said. If he doesn't heal, who is to be blamed? The thing is that you want to shine the shyness of God for you, for him. You want to shine the shyness of God. You are feeling what God should. God, I pray for him. He didn't get healed. He didn't get healed. I mean, the same thing happened when Elijah laid hand on the sick person and commanded the sickness to leave. The sickness did not leave. He said, if you are healed, stand up. The man couldn't stand. He said, if you are healed, stand up. In the name of Jesus, you foul spirit, I rebuke you. If you are healed, stand. And Jesus Christ appeared and was looking at him. Because it was his name that he was expressing. And he said, Jesus, I did everything you told me. I did everything. I don't know. He told the man again, if you are healed. When he went back, he understood that if is doubt. So he came back and said, you are healed. Stand. And the man bent and healed to Jesus. But that if has been working before. But when you get to a certain level, God wants you to grow. Now we have our seats. Do we learn from this? I want to stop here. Praise the Lord Jesus. It's going to be a series. I believe in two teachings I'll end it. Understand this mind. Carry the mindset of who you are. See, let me tell you something. If you are alive, you are still winning. If you die, you are winning. It's win-win. Have this mindset. And let me tell you one thing that will help you. In this life, you can never walk this thing alone. You need brethren that can be around you. So somewhere that I was mentoring one day, I saw this lady upload a particular thing on her timeline. And I asked her, I said, this thing you upload, does it glorify God? She read it and couldn't reply. The reason why she couldn't reply is because she knew it doesn't glorify God. You see, if you want, carry someone that is smoking a good picture, put on your timeline, for example, and verses like, and then now write, Jesus loves you, don't upload it. The first thing people see is not the word. What they see is the picture. We think in pictures. If you are a Christian, your character must be polished as a Christian. My brother, it's not easy. right from where you are growing up, you exist in a realm where there are so many nonsense around you. How many of you watched what do you call it? There's a program that is going on. Something Idol. Is it Nigerian Idol? That thing is more learned. You can learn a lot. In accordance with what they are singing there, does not glorify God. But I prefer that show to BB Niger. And I know that you will be paid little money, because the world has told us that what sells is stupidity. And we began to accept stupidity. The world told us. But we forgot what the book of Romans 12 verse 2 said. You see, when the world gives you a quote, give the world a quote back from the scripture. The thing is that when the world gives you a quote, some people say, heaven help, even Christian quote it, heaven help those who help themselves. Where is it in the Bible? If you can help yourself, then why did the Bible say cast your care upon him? So how can you now say heaven help? Oh boy, forget that, you know. Then people now misinterpret, say, use what you have to get what you want. And they are thinking is use your body to get what you want. Is that what the Bible says? The Bible said the gift of a man maketh way. It didn't say the body of a man. It said the gift of a man maketh way for him. Your gift. Some people have talent, they don't use their talents. God has given you a gift. How does my gift make way for me? I come here, I present myself to be available. I pray for the sick. Some people are healed of HIV. Some people are healed of last week we saw someone's leg grow. And maybe the person might just feel blessed and say, man of God, take 1,000 naira. My gift has made room for me. What is your own gift? Your gift will make way for you. The Bible does not lie. See, God gave you a gift, gave you talent. Your talent is different from your gift. Your talent you develop. Your gift has been given. Just assess it. If you're a footballer, you might be given a talent. It's a talent. You know how to play ball. You have to improve it. But it's there already. Your gift is not yours. It was given. It has already been built and given. So you enter into it and assess it. Come. Now. This is who owns this. According to your own understanding, is mine. Because you don't know if I borrowed it. Abi? But I didn't borrow, it's mine. Now, this is mine. If I am prophesying. Now, this is my wristwatch. When that wristwatch passes from me to him, it becomes a gift. Is that correct? Does he need to repair the gift? In order to assess this gift, what does he need to do? To wear the gifts. Now my own, no. Did they record you live? So maybe you just know. So you didn't see them for your hand. Now, this is what? This is mine. This is the gift. Does he need to do anything in order to assess his gift? What is the time? He can just look at it. He's already given. All he needs to do, anytime he wants to check time, he activates my gift. The problem is that sometimes we in the body of Christ don't know how to activate the gift. Is given, originally given. You see, we mistake the gift and the anointing. The anointing can be taken. The anointing can be increased. It's the anointing that is in the gift that you increase, not the gift. Praise the Lord Jesus. My brother, search your pocket. Are you sure there is? Praise the Lord Jesus. Are we learning from this? Carry the mindset that you are blessed. You are faithful. God loves you. God cares for you. Carry this mindset that whoever rejects you, rejects the image of God. If you carry this mindset, you will go far in life. Me, I will preach to more than 2,000 doctors. I will preach to more than 7,000 barristers. I will preach to more than 72 million persons. See, I'm not telling what I don't know. I know. See, it's the realm of when it will start happening. But it has been orchestrated already. The day I saw Ray had born kids, 1st of October, he came to me in a vision of the night, just walked up to me and laid hand on me and said something. When I got up, I was not thinking of him. When I got up, I went to Google. I Googled Reinhard Bonnke Crusade. I saw that, is it a list or what? I saw 72 million people in crusade. I said, if this man said this to me, then that means 72 times this. I begin to know it will happen. How it will happen is none of my business. God has said it. You see, your job is not to worry how it will happen. The thing is that you want to think on behalf of God. God will not. You see, the way God speaks to us, he will look at you and say, I'm sending it to President Buhari. Go and speak to him. You are like me. I don't even have a car. I don't have transport. It's not your job to think of it. Your own is where? Start going to Abuja. How you will get to that place, you will not know. You might even sleep in a bus and the bus will mistakenly transload you to another car that is going inside the White House. How God will bring you, you might even sleep on the bed and wake up beside the gate of the government you just enter. How he will do it is none of your business. Things that you think how God will bless you. He said, will he be Prophet Emmanuel? He used to bless him. The way I'm looking, Prophet Emmanuel, he'll be like saying, go give me something. My brother, God is no longer using me for you. God wants to use me for another person. You say, this one, man of God is talking that God is about to bless me. That you see the person as a member in the church. Which of our church members get money? How many of them get up to 10 million naira? Na prophet. And go, you will hang the prophecy. Some of these people, if these people that are selling puff in the market are not making money, they will not be selling it. You think it's endurance? They are making money. You don't know. If they are not making money, they are jogging. Or go buy water. Go to their house. I'm not saying you should not be blessing them. Be blessing them. I'm just helping you here. Can we begin to pray in the spirit? Begin to tell God, that Father, I begin to take myself into the realm of my spirit. I begin to bring forth, call forth things that be not as if though they were. Pratu sipla eleku shikra kanina katakata. Ya de brade edna go come na kinga para te plete supla ele gushi kra katabada ayena na 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 mosha bra. Begin to imagine those things that you have been believing God for. Begin to see it in the spirit right now and begin to call them forth. Lord, I call for this dimension. I call for this anointing. You told me about the healing anointing. You told me about that you will make provisions for me. You told me that you will sustain me, Lord. I believe it. I accept it. And I call it forth. I accept it. I call it forth. Brako. Yenena na manako kome na kashibra. Elede plete supra elaku shaka. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to prophesy. Can we be on our feet? Can we begin to prophesy? Speak for those things. Call them forth. Call them forth. Call them forth. Call them forth. La nama nako. Eye na 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 me naka daga daga daga. Ebreto koko ko. Kayida breto so plati pla ele kushada. Viewers that are watching all over the world, begin to prophesy over your life right now. Begin to prophesy over your life. Lord, I accept your realm. I accept your reality. I accept your reality. Bra parato komena katita. Eye ne 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 ne. Bago shibra de eleko to plete shibra. Call it forth. Call it forth. calling forth, calling forth. Begin to prophesy, begin to prophesy. Call forth that business. Call forth that business. Call it forth by the name of Jesus. Call forth that breakthrough. Call it forth. Call forth that healing. Call it forth. He said he will heal you. He said he's a redeemer. He said he has anointed you. He said he will prosper you. Call it forth. Lord, I accept your word. I accept your word. Call it forth. I feel the strong anointing right now. Prophesy. Prophesy through your life right now. Call things that be not as if though they are. I call forth. I call forth broken souls. I call forth that healing anointing. I call forth that heavy dimension. Barak, oblete, suple, elekuti, nanana manamo. Call it forth. Call it forth. Holy Ghost!
Remember, Holy Ghost, Jesus. Ah. names. No more bloodshed in Adam Blessing. No more bloodshed in Nigeria. No more. No more. Remember the blood of your son Jesus, oh Lord. And Anambra State is covered with the blood of Jesus. Nigeria is covered with the blood of Jesus. We raise our voice as he ascends to heaven.
Whatever altar that said that you will not stand, that altar, I stand and I come. I come with a staff that was given to me by my father. I declare that that altar henceforth be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I need that. The people that said that it shall not be well with you, I speak now and I return it back to them. And I say, never shall it be well with them. And I release a new prophecy over your life. Henceforth, you will begin to enjoy favor. You begin to enjoy unlimited dimension of grace. Henceforth, wherever they have called your name, I declare and I decree, wherever they have called your name, by the staff of authority given to me by Christ, I hold that authority in my hands and I stamp it on the ground and I declare that whoever that stands in your way of progress and success this night, if that person does not undo what he has done or she has done, she sleeps and he sleeps and never wakes up in Jesus' name. In your working place, whoever that has been speaking, making enchantment over your life and your career, by a staff that is given to me by Christ, that rod of authority, this night, the angel of this commission will appear to that person's dream. And a strong warning will be given to that person. And if that person does not repent, 7 days from now, say bye-bye to that person now. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Settled in the name of Jesus. Enter into your family now. I want to prophesy into your family. Enter into your family. Begin to see yourself in your family compound now. Whatever Serpentarian spirits, marine spirits, whatever ancient spirits, I come before you in the name of the Ancient of Days, the Creator of the universe, the Father of all spirits, the name that is above every other name. I come before you by the blood of the Lamb that was slain. I come before you through the name of the High Priest, and I declare that your foundation can never, will never stop any of your blessings in the name of Jesus. And I raise you as Christ has raised us, far above all principalities. And I declare over your life, henceforth you are untouchable in the name of Jesus. I bring you to the realm of easiness in life. My spiritual father, one day I was having chaos in life. And he said, Emeka, I bring you to the realm of clarity and calmness. That everything in your life will be calm and clear to you. Since that day, I've not been confused in my entire life. Henceforth, with an open heart, as many as that will accept and believe this prophecy, I hold you by hand and I bring you to that realm of clarity and calmness. In the name of Jesus, you will never be stranded in your life. And I speak to the four winds as a prophet of God. the wind of the east, west, north, and south, I command them that they will bring men that will favor you. In the name of Jesus. In a month's time, 30 days from now. Testimonies in the name of Jesus. Give me volume in that. Drums, please. Just don't pray. I'm going to pray for you. I want to prophesy. I see the blood of Jesus moving over Nigeria. And I see the word written, redemption. And I see the Lord saying that I've redeemed Nigeria. And I see Anambra states. I see rain falling. On the day that they plan to attack, I see heavy rain falling. And the Lord is saying, with this rain, I will destroy them. And I will bring calamity upon them. I will show them that I have a covenant with my servants. Here, I see our generals, our fathers in the spirit. I see them now. I see them praying in the spirit over this country. I see flames. I see smoke rising to the heaven. Jesus. I see them asking God, when? When will the judgment come over this country in Nigeria? And the Lord said, I will hurry. I will hurry. And those in high places that have exalted themselves against my will, I will crush them. And I will break them by the rod of authority. Lord, we say, let it come. Let it come. I see those that will fight against the church. I see every one of them dying in the name of Jesus. Anyone that will rise up to fight against the church, I see death over that person. I see it clear and I prophesy it. Anyone that will stand in the government to fight against the body of Christ, you will die in the name of Jesus. Settled in the name of Jesus. Chance. Covenant. With the blood of Jesus, no harm will come near you nor your family in the name of Jesus. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked ones, because you have made the Lord the Most High your dwelling place. Therefore no evil shall come near your tents. You are covered, and the angel of this ministry will stand for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Just put it in your pocket and bring in an offering. Viewers, all over the world. I can see, you can see the account details that are, if you want to sow and support the ministry, the account details below. Use that to support the ministry. Chukwemeka Emmanuel KK Ministry, that is the account detail you are seeing.